Interrupting us.
Okay. Okay. We live up in the middle of Tosis over here. Where Tosis is discussing Rashi's comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Besula should get married on Wednesday. So if the husband has a Tanis Besulim, he should come to Beis Din. And Rashi says that the matter will become resolved when he comes to Beis Din and formula, you know, submits his Tanis Besulim. Other Edom might come forward that she was in Beratzon. So Tosis says, disagrees, and Tosis says, no, the reason why we have a Tanis Besulim is really only for two women. It's for the Eishes Kayin or Niskajab Chusmi Ba'ashar Hashanah V'yayimechad. Most women is really a Sveik Sveika, the Gemara tells us later on. Safik Aynes, Safik Ratzon, maybe it was unwillingly, maybe she was Nensa, or maybe it was Tachtav, maybe not Tachtav. Tosis really says, most women, there's no concern of a Tanis Besulim. It's only because of a low plug. We want a Chazal made their Takanis across the board. They didn't distinguish between this woman and that woman, and therefore they said all Besulah should get married on Wednesday. And Rashi says, no, even though you have a Sveik Sveika, if we can resolve it, we should resolve it. And therefore, let him come forward with his Tanis Besulim. Maybe that will prompt other Eidim to come forward and say that she was in Sabaratzai. So the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivus, in his comments over here on Masechtas Ksubis, on Beis Medalef, the Chasam Sofer, is the same thing as we mentioned yesterday in his Chidush among Ksubis. Says that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam over here are having a machlekes, which is really fundamental, with regards to Sveik Sveika. If I have a Sveik Sveika, that something is mutter, do I have an obligation to try and resolve it if I can or not? Rashi says that you do, and therefore let the husband come forward with his Tanis Besulim. Maybe new information will surface. And Tosis says, no, if you have a Sveik Sveika, you don't have to try and resolve it. And we noted that was a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Shach. And we suggested that it could be that the root of that machlekes is, do you have to try and resolve a Sveik Sveika, is whether or not a Sveik Sveika is considered halachically a Suffolk anymore. Meaning it could be, and this is the way the Rashbah understands Sveik Sveika, that Sveik Sveika is so far-fetched at this point, you have so many doubts that it's not even a suffake in halacha anymore. It's too far-fetched. It's not a suffake where it's a suffake easier as you try and resolve it. Suffake Durabanu Lukula, you shouldn't rely on it, try and resolve it. But over here, it's not a suffake. Sveik Sveika is so far-fetched. So therefore, Tosis believes you don't have to try and resolve a Sveik Sveika. And Rashi might disagree that Sveik Sveika is not mutter because it's so far-fetched at this point. It's greater than a roiv. It's not even a suffix anymore. See, it's greater. Rashi says it's a roiv, but it's greater than a roiv. Because a roiv assumes that there's a suffix. Here, maybe there's no suffix at all. However, Rashi says, no, it's not because it's a Sveik Sveika is not a suffix anymore. It's Sveik Sveika is mutter, as the Rambam suggested. Because a suffix d'oraisa is a pilpul. A suffix d'oraisa is only l'chumer mid'rabanan, and therefore every suffix on a suffix d'oraisa is really a suffix d'rabanan l'kula. But it is a suffix, says Rashi. So since Sveik Sveika is a suffix, you should do your best to try and resolve it. So we tried to develop, though, the idea, just to put Tosfos' shita into context, that a Sveik Sveika, like the Rashbah argues, Sveik Sveika is so far-fetched, it's not a suffix at all. Do we find this elsewhere in Halacha? Something becomes so far-fetched, it's not even a suffix at all in the eyes of the Halacha. So we noted that there is a well-known Ramban in Masechtas Chulin, where the Ramban says the same idea with regards to Isurim. When it comes to figuring out whether an animal is a treif or not, or when it comes, this is Nogea, to checking Shatnez also, or other areas of halacha, what's called a suffix iser and what's not called a suffix iser? What is called a suffix iser that I have to try and resolve it and figure out, do I have an iser here or not? What's not called a suffix iser? So the Ramban says, if it occurs with some regularity, it's a minority, but it occurs with some regularity, it's a miut, hamatsoi, it's a miut, which is found, it happens, but it is a miut. Says the Ramban, even though it's a suffix and we can be mako, you have a rive and all this, you should try and resolve it. It happens. So Ramban says he's trying to resolve it. But if it's a miut she'eino matzoi, it rarely happens. I mean, it's a miut, it's a minority. That rarely happens. It happens, as the poets can say, less than 1 in 10 times, less than 1 in 7 times, whatever. Less than 7%, less than 10%. Whatever the percentages that we, you know, whatever they are, there is a certain point where we'll come and we'll say, this happens so irregularly, you're not obligated to be concerned with it at all. So we said that there are many treifos by animals that we don't check. We only check one. Why do we only check one? We could check the other ones. It'd be expensive. We could raise the cost of kosher meat even more. But we could check for that. And the answer is it happens so irregularly we don't have to. Or for example, This is a discussion Paiskim have by bugs. How could it be that all of a sudden in the last 25 years, everything changed with the bugs, and there's different hashgachas, different shitas, this one. How could it be? Either there are bugs there or not bugs there. What's the whole machlekes about? So the whole machlekes, if you really understand the issue of the toilam, the issue of the bugs, is a complicated halachic issue. The issue that's at stake between the different hashgacha organizations and what might have changed over time is in the area of psak, is that in order to check for bugs, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it has to happen, quote the Shulchan Aruch, quotes this Ramban, has to happen with some regularity. It's a miut. Most, if I don't think there's most of any vegetable that every vegetable has bugs. It happens. It's a minority. You could rely on rubber. I don't even think most strawberries have bugs. But it happens, let's say. It happens. It's a miut, but it's a miut hamatzoi. It happens. So how? So do you have to check for it? You have to check for the bugs. But maybe it happens so irregularly, it happens one in less than 10% of the time. Now I don't even have to check for it at all. I don't have to check for it. I could go ahead and eat my vegetables. I don't have to worry about it. It rarely happens. So according to the Ramban, we should say if it happens more than 10% of the time, it's a rife. You have the right to rely on the majority of it. You should check. But if it happens less than 10% of the time, not only do you have a rife, I don't even have to check. It's like the other trephus in animals we don't bother checking for because they happen so irregularly. The only thing we check is the lungs. So that's the question over here with the bugs. How often do the bugs happen? So this is just to be something that can be studied. I mean, it's not Sisrei Torah. But there is a further machlekes. There's a machlekes, a major machlekes in the contemporary poskim. One in ten of what? Let's say you're eating lettuce, okay? Or strawberries. A person's eating vegetables, fruits. So you have to have 10% of bites that I take, meaning let's say 10% of the strawberries that I'm eating. That's a high infestation rate. If there's bugs in more than 1 out of 10 strawberries that you eat, that's pretty high infestation. So that's the most make old shita. But probably you don't have that. I don't know the reality by strawberries, but let's assume, I mean, I would be shocked to hear if that is the case. I was washing strawberries the other day, though, and a little, you can be even dying to eat strawberries. I was washing strawberries the other day, though, and I saw something crawling on the plate, I promise. Mamish, a little black dot crawling along. Anyway. Yes, that happens. But if it happens, 1 in every 10 strawberries, wow, that's a lot. But if it happens less than that, so maybe I don't have to check? Or maybe we say, no, if there's 1 bug in 10 serving sizes of strawberries. I don't know what a serving size of strawberries is. Maybe that's 5 strawberries, 6 strawberries. So if there's 1 in 10, so then that's 1 in 60 strawberries has a bug, I got to check for it. Maybe it goes based on serving size. Maybe it goes based on packages of strawberries. If there's 1 bug in every 10 packages of strawberries, maybe I have to check for it. Or maybe, I'll go even further, maybe if there's 1 bug in the entire supermarket of strawberries, but there's 1 bug in 10 supermarkets, now I got to check all the strawberries. So Balyashev holds, if you buy 10, whatever, bags of rice, and there's 1 bug in the 10 bags of rice, so you have to, now you have to check for it. Depends. I mean, it depends how, what are the shiurim? So Rabbi Yashu Shita is whatever you're buying. If I'm buying 10 bags, so if there's 1 in 100, I got to check for it. Whatever you're buying, 1 in 100. Shlomo Zalman says it goes based on the item size. Strawberry containers, heads of lettuce. So that means, according to Shlomo Zalman, if there's 1 bug in 10 heads of lettuce, you got to check all the lettuce. Others, the OU, I think, goes with 1 in 10 serving sizes. And Rav Zalman Achemi is more make a 1 in 10 bites. Really make all. That means you have to have a bug in 1 out of every 10 bites, 1 out of every 10 strawberries. That's rarely, I don't know. I hope rarely happens. Anyway, but all of this is based, so that's why you have a big machlekes in the contemporary poskim. 1 in 10 of what? Okay, 10% of what? 10% of deliveries? 10% of heads of lettuce? 10% of serving sizes? 10% of bites? Either way, everyone accepts this Ramban. That what? That if it occurs with some regularity, it's a meal of the minority, but it happens. Let's say 10% of the time, for argument's sake. So then it's something I have to check for. Less than that, you don't have to check for it. Why don't I have to check for it? Why not? The answer I would to argue is because it's not a subject anymore. Now it's so far-fetched, it happens, but it happens with such a regular, I mean, it's a minority and it rarely happens. In the eyes of halacha, that's beneath the threshold to be considered a suffix in halacha, yes. Or, for example, we find it somewhere else. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma and Daf Peh has a whole discussion. The Gemara there says that many Amoraim were once walking along down the road. I think we saw this last year. And the Gemara says they were discussing, how do we know minayin shepikuach nefesh derches haShabbos? How do we know life-saving activities are derches haShabbos? So the Gemara brings many psukim to suggest heter pikuach nefesh. And the Gemara's derech came out to all of them. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, v'chai bohem, where it says you should keep the mitzvahs for chai bohem, you should live through the mitzvahs, v'lo sheyomos bohem, you should not die through the mitzvahs. So Gemara accepts that as the source for the heter pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, v'chai bohem, the heter pikuach nefesh by rov mitzvahs, v'chai bohem, you should live through the mitzvahs, v'lo sheyomos bohem, you shouldn't die through the mitzvahs. Fine. So Gemara says this reason is actually better than all the other reasons that the Gemara quoted. The Gemara, other possibilities, how you know pikuach nefesh derech haShabbos, the Gemara accepts this one. Why does the Gemara prefer this one? So the Gemara tells you on Pehei Amibayz in Maseches Yuma that it's because this reason includes suffik pikuach nefesh. Even a doubtful case of pikuach nefesh is derech haShabbos. I'm not sure that the guy's going to die. He might die. Suffik pikuach nefesh, also derech haShabbos. How do you see that in the pasuk? Because the pasuk says, v'chai bohem, you should surely live. Meaning, you better be certain that you're going to emerge from this intact. V'chai bohem, even a suffix shiyamus bohem is already not v'chai bohem. It's not that you should live through, you shouldn't die. It's that v'chai bohem, you should be alive. Even if there's a suffix b'kuach nefesh, you're not certainly going to be alive. That's derech haShabbos. So the Gemara says, suffix b'kuach nefesh is derech haShabbos. Not only is it a heter to be derech haShabbos, it's an obligation to be derech haShabbos, because there's a mitzvah, shmarta mi'ol l'nafsho sechem. You're supposed to be very careful. During the week, there's a mitzvah to get better. Shmarta mi'ol l'nafsho sechem. You should do things that are healthy. Every year, Rabbi Tellner, I don't know if he still does it, he used to give a musar shmuz about swimming. He swims every day over there, I don't know. About exercise and swimming. The boys have to be more careful. Shmartam, he thought that was a big concern here. Shmartam mi'ol l'nafsho sechem. We have to be very careful about our health. So if it's pikuach nefesh, it's derech haShabbos, now you have an obligation to do it. Shmartam mi'ol l'nafsho sechem. Okay, so suffik pikuach nefesh is derech haShabbos, and not only is it derech, not only is it a heter, you have to do it. Shmartam mi'ol. What's called the suffik? What's called the suffik pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? What's called the suffik? So the Ramban says, the Paiskim argues, same idea. If it's something that most people, the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Ramban in Hilchos Shabbos, if it's something most people would be cheshish for, meaning, some Paiskim argue, it happens one in every 10 times, 10% of the time, most people would be cheshish for this. Says the Ramban, you have no right to say, I'm Zeir Frum, I don't want to be Derech HaShabbos. I trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam B'tochen, I don't want to be Derech HaShabbos. The Ramban says, no, you have to be Derech HaShabbos. If it happens with some regularity, it's a real Savik B'kuach Nefesh, you got to be Derech HaShabbos. There's no room to be Machmer now. Ushmartam Yeh L'Nafsho Seichem. It's something you have to be Machmer, that's a Savik B'kuach Nefesh. Not only is it a Savik B'kuach Nefesh a Heter to Derech HaShabbos, it's an obligation to be Derech HaShabbos. But let's say it happens less than 1 in every 10. It happens less than 10% of the time. Well, so is that called a suffik pikuach nefesh? So many argue, no, you don't have to be nervous. You don't want to be nervous. If you're not nervous, it's not a suffik by you. In the eyes of halacha, it's not a suffik. You don't have to be derech haShabbos. It happens so irregularly. You don't have to be derech haShabbos. The Paiskim say, if you're nervous, so by you, it's a suffix. The halacha doesn't consider it as a suffix. If you're nervous, you have the right to elevate that to a suffix. I'm nervous. We would be nervous. Less than 10% of the time, we would be nervous. But the eyes of halacha already, it's not a suffix anymore. You don't have to be nervous. If you are, then you have the right to be nervous. Yeah.
So according to Rashi, he says that you have to check when there's a, even if it's not a, what's it called, mi'ed amatzoi.
Rashi says Sveik Sveika is a suffix.
Okay, so if he says it's a suffix,
that doesn't necessarily translate to Mir Hamotzo. He might agree to the Ramban there.
So then would he say that by Shechita you should make the bracha afterwards?
No. Rashi's talking about Sveik Sveika.
I know, but if
but Rashi, that's because Rashi believes Sveik Sveika is a suffix.
So
Tosis argues Sveik Sveika is not a suffix. So I'm just putting Tosis's comment in context. There are other areas in halacha where something doesn't reach the threshold of suffix. Where is that? If it doesn't occur more than 10% of the time. Rashi's comment has nothing to do with this discussion. Because Rashi's comment is local to Sveik Sveika. We could understand Sveik Sveika in two different ways. Sveik Sveika might be a suffix, might not be a suffix. I'm just trying to give you, where does this come from, this idea? I'm trying to convince you of something that's If I'm making such an argument, that means it's a hard argument to make. Why? Really? Something could be... It's a suffix. We don't know. It's fake sefer. The halacha doesn't care about it? Why doesn't halacha care about it? It's a suffix. The answer is because sometimes, and this is what I'm trying to convince you of, sometimes things, even if it's a suffix, has to reach a threshold of suffix where halacha recognizes it. And that's more than 10%. But Rashi's comment is local to Sfeik Sveika. I think Rashi would agree with the Ramban. Rashi would agree with the Ramban if it doesn't happen more than 10% of the time, it's not a suffix. Rashi just argues, Sfeik Sveika? We don't have percentages. Sfeik Sveika is a double doubt, so what? Sfeik Sveika is a suffix, you got to resolve it. That doesn't necessarily mean that he would argue you have to check for things less than 10% of the time. You understand?
Right. I'm saying, I think you said yesterday that shechita, that the lungs thing happens more than 10% of the time.
It does, but so it's less than a majority. It's less than roiv. So when you can check, you have to check. If you can't check, you can't check. Roiv, we follow roiv all the time.
Right.
That's how we drink milk. But at the same time, if you can't check, you can't check. How are you going to check a live animal if its lung is, you can't. So unless you're going to say, well, every animal is really a suffix shechita, a suffix bracha zlaka, we shouldn't make the bracha. I don't know. But we rely on chazaka. The animals are chazaka for being kosher. So we treat that and we follow the chazaka. So anyway, in Hilchos Shabbos too, you have this idea. If it happens less than 10% of the time, that might not be called a suffix sakonis nefashos to be Hilchos Shabbos. If a person is nervous, so he has the right to be nervous, but he doesn't have to be nervous. They say in the biography of a Chazon Ish called Biography of the Chazon Ish. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, but in the Bayad, there's a 5-volume biography of the Chazon Ish. So in the 5-volume biography of the Chazon Ish, they tell a story there that one time the Rabbanim in Europe wanted to get together to make a campaign against people working on Shabbos. Because many people thought they had to work on Shabbos to make a parnas. If they didn't come to work on Shabbos, they would lose their job come Monday. So they wanted to make Pe'er Hador. The biography is called the Pe'er Hador. So they wanted to make gathering, gather together and rally support for Shmirah Shabbos. So they asked the Chafetz Chaim to speak, that many people thought you're allowed to go to work on Shabbos, it's pikuach nefesh. If you don't go to work on Shabbos, you lose your job come Monday. So you won't have any parnassah, it's pikuach nefesh. So the Chafetz Chaim said he's not going to come and speak, because these people think that they're going to lose their livelihood, they're not going to be able to support themselves, it is pikuach nefesh. So Chafetz Chaim said he's not going to speak against Chilul Shabbos for people going to work, because he said if they're nervous, so then it's pikuach nefesh. So the Chazon Ish commented, he said, and you think if the Chafetz Chaim had a job like this, he would have gone to work on Shabbos? No, he says for sure the Chafetz Chaim would not have gone to work on Shabbos. Chafetz Chaim wouldn't have been nervous. But he says, if you are nervous, so then you have the right to be Mechal Shabbos. There is a common point in time where it comes where you can't even be nervous. I mean, let's say a guy stubs his toe on Shabbos. And he says, oh, I read in the Inquirer by the checkout line in the grocery store, a man stubs toe and dies. So no, he calls Hatzalah. He says, I stubbed my toe. No, at that point, Halacha doesn't even let you be nervous. Or the Pisrei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. This happens. I saw news stories about this. It happens even in Bizmaneinu. They bury a guy. It says it once happened. There's a brayza in Mesechtas Machas. And the Mesechtas Kitanis, after Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, small Mesechtas. So one of them called Mesechtas Machas, which is really about Avelus. It's a Lashon Saginar, they call it Smachas. So in that brayza, Mesechtas Machas, it says they once buried a guy in a vault. They used to, if you've ever gone in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, you see they bury people in vaults instead of in the ground that saves space. So they buried a guy in the vault, and 3 days later they heard him knocking on the thing, let me out of here. And the guy was alive, they buried him when he was alive. They thought he was dead. His heart might have stopped, they thought he was dead, and turned out he was alive. And the Gemara, the Brisa says he went on to live 25 years after that and had children and grandchildren and everything. So I thought, I never saw it anywhere. Then 2-3 years ago, I saw there was a news story, some Russian woman, a Russian grandmother, they buried Mamish, she was in the morgue 5-6 days. The guy was ready to cut her, I promise, it's a real news story. The guy was ready to cut her open for the autopsy. And the daughter, they dug the grave already. The daughter had paid for the coffin and the funeral thing and everything. She'd been sitting in the morgue for 5-6 days, and boom, she woke up out of nowhere. And she went on to live. Mom, that picture of her with her granddaughter and everything. And so the story collected all these stories. So they said there was another one, a Chinese man, guy 28, some other woman. Anyway, it happens. It happens. That people think that the doctors, they said, how could this possibly have happened? But anyway, it was a real news, whether that means anything, it was a real news story. So it happens. So the Chasam Sofer was this. Maybe we shouldn't bury people right away. We should wait a few days, 4, 5, 6 days. We know in Halakha you're supposed to bury the guy right away. So the Chasam Sofer was asked. This is, people are nervous about it now. I don't know how you can be nervous if you're dead, but people are nervous about this whole situation. So they wanted to start burying people 4, 5, 6 days after they died. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, that happens. Echa mine elef alfe alofim. It happens once in every, you know, hundreds of thousands of times. We're already, the halacha won't let you be chayshish for that. That's so far-fetched. It might be a guy stubbed his toe and died. It might be, but that's not a reason to be there for Shamas. It has to happen with home. Something to be nervous about. Once in every 5,000 million gazillion times, no. But if it happens less than a mitzvah, so you're not obligated to be nervous. If you're nervous, you can be nervous. But if you're not, and you can be Deicha Shabbos. But if you're not nervous, you're not obligated. Why? Because in the eyes of halacha, that's already not treated as a safek pikuach nefesh. So too by isurim, by bugs, by shatnez, by treifus and animals, less than a mitzvah matzoi, it's not a safek in the eyes of halacha. And so too over here, which is really not exactly the same case, but by sveik sveika, could be Tosfos feel sveik sveika is not a safek in the eyes of halacha. It's so far fetched. Two double down. So at that point, Tosfos says you don't have to try and figure it out. And Rashi says, no, if we can encourage a guy to come to Beis Din, and through that, other witnesses will come forward, we should try and resolve the sveik sveika. Okay, that's my point, because Rashi and Tosfos. Let's go on in the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that we encourage, that we have a takana that all basulah should get married on Wednesday, so that if he'll have a tainis basulim, he'll come forward to Beis Din. Then the Gemara adds another reason, because of Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Benois Yisrael. The day the Chachamim were cognizant of the welfare of the Benois Yisrael, and they wanted the husband to prepare a meal 3 days. So that's the Gemara says over here, Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Benois Yisrael, by the Beis. Shehe Tarech Pasuda Shleisha Yamim, you should make a meal 3 days. Why couldn't he make a deal? Why do you have to make the meal Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Why couldn't he make a meal Thursday, Friday? The answer is because it was hard to preserve food. So it was easiest to preserve food starting on Sunday after Shabbos. You didn't have to preserve it over Shabbos. So they gave you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare the meal. They didn't have refrigeration and preservatives and all that. So Shavu Chacham about Hakanes B'nais Yisrael, Shehe Tarech Pasuda Shleisha Yamim. He should prepare the meal 3 days. Echo B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Uber V, Kainsa, and he would get married on Wednesday. So besides the reason of Tainas Besulim, that he should be able to come to the Beis Din on Thursday and present his arguments of Pesach Pasuach, we wanted him to prepare the meal for her benefit for 3 days, so he shouldn't come in unprepared. So the Gemara comments on this. Va'akshav, nowadays, I'm sorry, and now that we've reached the point in our discussion, Sheshaninu Shaktu, We have moved beyond just Tainas Besulim to get married on Wednesday. Now we have a reason of Shaktu that the Chachamim wanted, were Mesake in this Takana to get married Wednesday for the benefit of Benois Yisrael. Oizah Sheshaninu, that which we learned in a Mishnah. What Mishnah? That was the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. Rabbi said, let's reacquaint ourselves with the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Zayin that we give a Besula 12 months to prepare herself for marriage. The Kiddushin happens, then we wait 12 months for the Nisuin. Once the husband is Mekadesha, we give her 12 months to get herself ready. Just like we give 12 months for the woman, we give 12 months to the man to get himself ready in order to support her. And Almana, she has enough clothing and she has been through this before, so she only needs 30 days. Says the Mishnah, Higiyaz Man. Let's say the time comes. He was Mekadesher, and now the time for Nisuin comes. It's 12 months later. Higiyaz Man V'lo Nisu. And he's nowhere to be found. Not here. Or he's not ready to go. Higiyaz Man V'lo Nisu. He hasn't married her. Aichlos Mishaloi V'aichlos Mishaloi V'aichlos B'Truma. She can eat, he has to support her. She can start, using her debit card. And if he's a kohen, she can eat truma. He has to support her. So the Gemara back over here, Beis Din Aleph, says, now that we have said, Shaktu Chacham al Takanas Benois Yisrael, not only to get married on Wednesday because of a Tainas Besulim, you get married on Wednesday because it's for because we want him to prepare a nice meal. Oisa Shashanino, that which we learned in the Mishnah. He gives man v'lo nisu. The time has come. He hasn't married her. Oichas mishaloi v'oichas betruma. She eats from him. He's obligated to support her, and she gets truma. He gives man be'echel Shabbos. If let's say the time comes Sunday, he proposed on a Sunday. Kiddushin was on a Sunday. The nisuin is supposed to happen 12 months later on a Sunday. He gives man be'echel Shabbos mitoch she'enu yochel lichnois. Since he cannot marry her, because you have to wait till Wednesday. Now he's not obligated to feed her until Wednesday. Okay, he proposed Wednesday, a Sunday. 12 months later comes a Sunday. He's not obligated. And when the time comes and he hasn't married her, she gets supported. No, she doesn't get supported till Wednesday. So the Rishonim, though, ask, that makes sense. Why doesn't she get supported till Wednesday? He can't marry her till Wednesday. Why can't he marry her till Wednesday? Why? Rabbi say, Sunday comes, 12 months are over. Why can't he marry her till Wednesday? Why not? Two reasons. What are the two reasons? The bracha will leave aside. Shakdu, for her benefit. And Tanis Besulim. Which one tells us that he doesn't have to pay her? He doesn't have to support her yet. Which one? Which one is the motivation to say when the 12 months end on a Sunday, he's not obligated yet? The Gemara says here. Tells us. Va'achshon sheshoninu shakdu. Now that we said the reason of Shakdu, the time is up on Sunday, he doesn't have to support her. What does that imply? If it would only have been because of what? Tanis Besulim, he would have had to support her? If it would only been that Chazal or Mesakin, you should get married Wednesday because of Tanis Besulim, if the day time ended on Sunday, he wouldn't have to support her. I'm sorry, he would have to support her. It's only now, says the Gemara, Achshon Sheshoninu Shakdu, now if the time is up Sunday, you don't have to support her. Why? Why? Why not? Isn't Tainas Besulim? Chazal said, don't get married till Wednesday. What's the guy supposed to do? Sunday? What do we want? It's Tainas Besulim. Chazal told him, get married Wednesday. There's also, we could throw on the bracha. There's a skula. Get married Wednesday. So you have Pruvu, Melua, Samayim. Like the dagim, like the fish. You get married because the fish were created Thursday. So the bia should be Thursday. Get married Wednesday, bia Thursday. So the reason still to get married Wednesday. So why is it only because of Shakdu that all of a sudden now, if the time is up on Sunday, he doesn't have to support her until Wednesday? So the Ramban asked this question. If you have your sheet, your kovetz. So the Ramban says over here, first page of this of the kovetz. The Ramban asked, "Dei Remasko va'achshon sheshoninu." He says, "Hakika Amar." This is what the Gemara means to say. "The lav hach brisa." We're not for this brisa of Shakdu. Habamina time of the Sheina Nisa is Bechel B'Shabbos Mishum Brachu. Were not because of the reason of Shakdu, I would have thought the only reason to get married on Wednesday as opposed to Sunday is because of Bracha. Tainas Besulim, you couldn't get married Sunday. The only reason to wait till Wednesday is Bracha. V'im Kain, David says Rabban, Malala Mazoinus. If the time is up on Sunday, he should have to support her. If the only reason to push it off till Wednesday is because of Puruvu, so then I would have thought that he has to support her right away. He can't push off the obligation to wait. He says, you know what, the time is going up Sunday. He tells her, you know what, let's wait till Wednesday because it's better to have Birushain a Thursday night, so you could be Yotzei Puruvu on the day of the bracha for the Dagen. Puruvu Maluas Hamayim. So he can't do that because she's not obligated in Puruvu. The Gemara says in the Sefer Kiddushin that women are not obligated in Puruvu. It's the man who's obligated in Puruvu. Because the Pasuk says, Puruvu, Meluas Haaretz V'Kivshua, and you should conquer it. So men are B'nei Kivush Ninhu. Men do conquering. Women don't do conquering, so the Pasuk is talking to men. So the mitzvah of Puruvu applies to the man. So it's his mitzvah. It's his problem. So said the Ramban, until now, the only reason to prefer Wednesday over Sunday is because of Bracha. Tainas Besulim, he could do Sunday. So if the day of the 12 months would be up Sunday, so says the Ramban, the only reason to wait till Wednesday is Bracha, that's only for his benefit. So too bad. If it's only for his benefit, why should she not get supported? So says the Ramban, Vimkei, my love is honest, if the Pribiriva, she doesn't care about this. V'ichmas love Bracha. She doesn't care about the Bracha. Ava hashda, the Mishum Shakduhu, now, the Chazal taught us, This is for her benefit too, to wait till Wednesday. So she should get a nice meal out of it, meaning that it should be a nice wedding. This hana for her too, besuda shiva yamin. He'll prepare not only wedding meal, he'll prepare shiva brachas meals. So this is all for her benefit now, since we're waiting for Wednesday, for her benefit, says the Ramban, that's why he doesn't have to support it till Wednesday. So if the time is up on Sunday, if we'd only have been because of bracha that we're pushing it off till Wednesday, that wouldn't have been a reason to get out of supporting her, because that's only for his benefit. Now that we have Shoktu, it's for her benefit too, and now he doesn't have to support it. The Marsha follows the same line of thinking as the Rambam. He goes a little bit further. And he says, well, what about the Tainas Besulin? Chazal or Mesakin to get married on Wednesday because of Tainas Besulin. So the Marsha says, yeah, but that's also only for his benefit. You go turn to the back, the first page of the Marsha, on the right side column, it's the last few lines on Beis Amid Aleph. That he has his comments on Beis Amid Aleph. And he writes, Venafkamina Nun Mem. Five lines up. Venafkamina Higiyaz Mana Beyoim Beis. Then Marsha says, it's Venafkamina that it takes 3 days to prepare a meal. If the time he proposed on a Tuesday, or he proposed on a Monday, time is up. Come 12 months later, Monday, Tuesday, ain't no malo lamizainus. He doesn't have to feed her. Why? Why is he not getting married? Why is he not getting married? Because it's also for her benefit. This is for her benefit. If the only reason to push off the wedding would have been because of a tainas besulim, then it would have been his fault. Why do you should say to him, Chassan, you know, why do you want to wait till Wednesday? He said, well, you know, I'm not sure. She might be Ba'ula, Pesach Pasuach. I want to be able to run to Beis the next day. She used to say, that's not for me. That's for you. Why should I lose out? The girl said, because you are worried about Tainas Besulim. You want to come to Beis Din. So it says to Marshof, it would only have been Tainas Besulim. That's not a reason to get out of supporting her. The 12 months, he's supposed to marry her, supposed to support her. If he's not doing Tainas Besulim, he's worried about Tainas Besulim, that's his problem. That's not for her benefit, the Tainas Besulim. That's for his benefit. About MK, so nowadays though, it's only Achim Shashaninu Shaktu, now that is because we want him to have 3 days to prepare a meal, so now, and he can't prepare the meal before Shabbos, because then the food will go bad over Shabbos, so if it happens, the day of the Chasana falls out, supposed date falls out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's not obligated to support it till Wednesday, because now it's for her benefit too. But then the Maharsha says a big Chiddush, he says, about MK, and if that's the case, who? Let's say the 12 months are up on a Thursday or a Friday. If the 12 months are up on a Thursday or a Friday, whose benefit now is it to wait? Well, he wants to wait till Sunday, just in case he's a Tainas Besulim. He would like to wait also to the following, I guess the bracha he has. Thursday, Friday could be to the bracha of the Adam, bracha of the Dagim. But he wants to wait till Sunday, so just in case he's a Tainas Besulim, he could run to Beis Din. But Thursday, Friday, she could say to him, hey, you know, you had 3 days to get your meal ready after the Shabbos. I'm ready to go. So if the day comes out Thursday, Friday, that's when the 12 months are up, says the Marsha, he would have to support her. Even though he's waiting for Tainas Besulim till Sunday. That's for his benefit, not for her. The meal, you had plenty of time to prepare the meal after Shabbos. You had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Aval im kein, says the Marsha. Im higiyaz mana biyoyim heyu biyoyim vav. If the time is up, the 12 months are up on the Thursday or Friday, Yalala Mazinus, he should have to pay her. Came in the lesbe time of the Shaktu. Now you don't have Shaktu anymore. He had 3 days after Shabbos to prepare a meal, Ela Tainas Besulim. The only reason now to wait till Sunday or Wednesday is because of Tainas Besulim. Deino Tikkun Shalot. That's not for her benefit, that's only for his benefit. Okay, so back to Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Achshav Shashaninu Shaktu, now that we have said a reason of Shaktu, meaning that she, the waiting till Wednesday is for her benefit too, says the Ramban, says the Marsha. It's for her benefit too. The time comes and he hasn't married her yet, then he has to support her. If the time comes out on Sunday, since he can't marry her on Sunday, he has to wait till Wednesday, he's not obligated to support her. And it's not only for his benefit because of Tanis Besulim or because of Bracha, it's for her benefit as well. Okay? But then the Gemara continues. The problem is, if you follow our line of thinking, like the Ramban, like the Marsha, then now she has something to gain too. So now, since she has something to gain by waiting, he doesn't have to support her if the time comes. Now we're left struggling to understand the rest of the Gemara. Lefichach, says the Gemara, Lefichach. Therefore, meaning this is built upon the previous premise. Lefichach, Chalohu, Aishachosehi. If he gets sick or she gets sick, and they can't get married, Aisha Pierce Anida, or she becomes Anida at the time of the Chasana. We'll have to see. You can't get married to Anida. Oh, can't have Anida. We'll have to talk about that. Aisha Pierce Anida, Ain't a Malam Zainis. He's not obligated to support her, okay? So comes the day of the wedding with much anticipation. He's sick, she's sick, she becomes Anida, no money. He doesn't have to support her. Ain't a Malam Zainis. Why? Whose benefit is this? Who's benefiting here? He gets sick. It's for his benefit. He's prepared all this time, his wedding. Now he's sick. Whose benefit? It's his benefit. Why is the only reason he doesn't have to support her once the time comes? Said the Ramban. Said the Marsha. Is because now we have Shoktu. Oh, she has something to gain by waiting till Wednesday. He doesn't have to support her. If it would only have been him, he would have to support her. What about Chalahu? Who is his benefit? Benefits him. Because Chalahu. Chalsehi, if she's sick, that's her benefit. Aisha Pierce Anita, what does she care? That's also for his benefit. Ain't no Malam Zainis. Why not? It's only for his benefit, it's not for her benefit. You hear the Kasha, Rabbi Sain? So the Pnei Yeshua asked this Kasha. Many Achranim asked this Kasha. Look in the Kovitz, it's a Pnei Yeshua. In my Kovitz, it's page 3 in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says the following. The Ikal Medak. We can ask. Gofizeh Im Kain. Ha'eif Yolof Mehocha. How did we derive from this? Achim Shoshaninu Shoktu. He doesn't have to support her. L'cholohu. To him getting sick. Ha'ein ha'ikal l'to elasa. It's not for her. It's not her fault and it's not because of her. Why shouldn't he be obligated to support her? Now he says a very practical teretz. All of a sudden he became a chassan teacher, a kallel coach. Says the Bnei Yeshua, the chalahu nami ha'ikal l'toel atav. It sounds like a Musa Shmos. If he's sick, it's also for her. She's worried already about it. She doesn't want to get married either. If he's sick, I don't want to get married either. We are sick, like the famous Shlomo Zalman story. Our foot hurts. The ikal lemeimer, the chalahu nami ikal l'toel asar. It's also for her. So she says no. Kedei she yizmach ima. He wants her. She wants him to be able to, do what he needs to do, to have a good time at the wedding, whatever. That they should enjoy each other right when they get married. Masha ain't kein tainis besulim. Tainis besulim. She doesn't care about it at all. That's not her parasha at all. That she could care less. Here she wants him to be well at the time of the wedding. Otherwise, it's a downer for everyone. So she would prefer that he'd be well at the time of the wedding. So there really is. Chalahu really is for her benefit. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua learns. That's an interesting pshat in the Gemara. So Pnei Yehoshua learns. Chalahu is also for her benefit. However, we'll see that there's a better teretz. There's a better teretz. The Achranim say a different teretz. The Achranim say, and we'll see it develops in the Gemara, this is found, or Sameach has this, or Belchanan has this, or Grzovsky has this, all the standard yeshivish achrayim, the Rosh Yeshivas, have this on this Gemara. That they say, no, here, Leficha chalohu al shechol sehi al shepir senida enom alam ezainis, is not because she has something to gain. It's because we need to understand what is the nature of the obligation to pay mezainis once the time comes. Once the time comes, the husband has to support her. Why? The time comes to get married. The husband is supposed to get married to her. If he doesn't marry her after the 12 months, he has to support her. Why? Why does he have to support her? He's not married yet. There's no nisun. She's not living in his home. Why does he have to pay for her food? She's not living in his home. Why does he have to pay for her food? So the Gemara at this point assumes, this is the way the Acharonim understand, that the obligation to pay mizonos is a knas. It's a penalty to the husband. You were obligated to get ready for this wedding. You had all the time in the world, 12 months to get ready. And now, cholahu, cholsehi, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. And now, you're not ready? Now you say, oh, I need another week, I need another 2 weeks. No, we don't, it's too late already now. Too late. Now, we penalize you if you don't marry the girl. The time comes, and you say you're not ready? Too bad, we penalize you. It's a knas, it's a penalty that you have to support her. But, let's say it's an oinus. Something happens beyond his control. It's chalahu. Osha chalsehi, she gets sick. Osha pirsanida, it's not his fault. Eino ma'alam mizonos. Eino ma'alam mizonos. If something happens beyond their control. See, the takana, until now we were saying these are things that they could have controlled. It comes out on a Sunday. So he really could have controlled it. Why should we wait till Wednesday? Tanis b'sulim, that only benefits her, doesn't benefit him. No, then you got to pay. We penalize you. Could have married her a week ago. You decided to wait till now, and now all of a sudden you have tanis b'sulim. Okay, we don't care. All these things should have been resolved already. If it's for her benefit, she says, no, you know what, I want a nice meal. Fine, don't support it till Wednesday. But here we're talking about something that happens outside of his control. Cholahu, chol sehi, shapir sanida, it's an oinus. Something happens that's totally beyond their control. So then the obligation to pay mizonos doesn't set in. Because at this point, the Gemara is understanding the obligation to pay mizonos, once the time of the nisuin comes, is a penalty. We punish the husband. Come on, get your act together. You should have married her already. You had 12 months. Oh, but if something happens out of his control, we're not going to penalize him. So the Gemara understands, really, it's a knas, it's a penalty. Therefore, cholahu, or chol sehi, or shapir sanida, you're not obligated to pay. But then the Gemara, we'll see, changes gears a little bit. The Gemara says, V'ika the boy lami boy. There are those who had a shayla about this, about cholahu or cholsi. So the Gemara says, cholahu. The Gemara says, mahu. What's the halacha if he gets sick? So the Gemara says, hasam, over there by tainas besulim, or by waiting because of shakdu, that if the time comes out on Sunday, you don't have to support her till Wednesday, time am I. What's the reason? Mishum da'anis. Because he's an oinus. Meaning chazal don't let you get married. Okay, that's pretty big oinus. V'achinami ha'onis, here too. There's an oinus. There's something preventing him from getting married. He got sick. What do you want? His hands are tied. So he shouldn't be obligated to pay. Oidilma, or maybe not. No, maybe not. Hasam onis b'takanta the kinu rabbanon. There is Chazal who's preventing you from getting married. Hakaloi, here it's your own oinus. Yeah, but still it's an oinus. Something happened beyond his control. So at this point already, the Gemara is not assuming that chiyuv mizonos is because of a penalty. Don't give us your excuses. You got sick. It's not a penalty where we could talk about someone getting sick. Perhaps there's a whole different shot than to why you pay mizonos. It's not because of a penalty. We penalize the husband. You know, all this time to get ready to get married, and you didn't get married. So if you can make up a good enough excuse, he won't penalize you. No. Perhaps now the Gemara is understanding the obligation to pay mizonos is for a whole different reason. And oinus doesn't play into it. If Chazal don't let you get married, Chazal don't let you get married. What do you want? But if it's an oinus that happens on his cheshbon, even though it is a good excuse, maybe you still have to pay. Or the Gemara says, Hachanami, Hachaloi, there it's a takana of the Rabban who prevent you from getting married. Here not. V'im tim seiloi v'achalohu ma'alam mizonos. And if you'll say, if he gets sick, he does have to pay mizonos, meaning getting sick is not a good enough excuse. Or we don't care about excuses, because the obligation to pay mizonos has nothing to do with a penalty, where you can make an excuse. It's for a different reason. Chol sehi mahu. What if she gets sick? What's the halacha? Matzi amala. Can he say to her, haka imna? He can say to her, hey, I'm ready to go. Where are you? Can he say that to her? And therefore, if you're not ready, it's your problem. I'm not paying you. Dilma matzi amale. Or maybe no, she can say to him, nistakva sadehu. She can say to him, I am now your property. I'm your issue. I'm part of your life. If I got sick, it's your fault. It's your mazel that was guarding it. And she could turn around and say, that to him, it's your fault. And if you'll say she could say to him, it's your fault, Pearson either, Mahu. Pearson either is also his fault. that's also his fault. B'shas vesta loisi b'alochas. The Gemara says if her to a normal time to get her period, deloy matzi amalei nastafu sadeo. Then how could she say to him, it's your fault? It's her time to get her period. Deloy matzi amalei nastafu sadeo. Kisi b'alocha no the shayla ish aloy b'shas vesta. She gets her period in an abnormal time. My, what's the halacha? Does he have to pay her mezainis or not? They can't get married because she's an ida. Does he have to pay? Kaven the lo b'shas vesta havi matzi amalei nistachlo sadehu. Since it didn't happen at the time of her normal vestas, she could turn around and say to him, it must be it's your fault. That's why it happened. And if you got to pay, Aiduma. Or maybe he could turn around and say to her, no, kaven the ikanashi de kamishnayu vestayu. Since some women change their vestas, some women get periods at abnormal times. There is no normal. Kishas vesta dummy. It's like the time of Rebessus. Okay, in which case, this is something that happened, and it's on her. It's not his problem. Pashat Rebachai resolved all of these issues. He said, Higiyaz mavalei nisu, eichas mishalei, eichas b'truma. The Mishnah says, once the time comes, and she hasn't been married, the proper grammatical translation over here, Higiyaz mavalei nisu, she has not been married, eichas mishalei, eichas b'truma. She eats of his money, and she eats truma. Like nisu la katani, it doesn't say he didn't marry her. Ela lai nisu, she wasn't married. Hechidami, what's the case? Idikama akvin inhi, if she's the one who's standing in the way, because it says she wasn't married, it doesn't say he didn't marry her, it says she wasn't married. Amai oichas mishaleva, oichas b'chuma. She says, I don't want to get married now. Why should he be obligated to support her? If she says, I don't want to get married now, I'm obligated to pay? No. Elav di isnis, must be, an inus happened. Ki hai gavna, like the ones we've been discussing. Chalahu, chalsehi, piersenida. And oinus happens. Vikatani, and nonetheless, the Mishnah says, oichlis mishalayva, oichlis v'truma. Nonetheless, he has to support her. So you see, even if an oinus happens, you do have to support her. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, no. Li'aylam eimelecha kol unsa loy achla. No, li'aylam, you don't pay when an oinus happens. Like we said initially. And the Mishnah there is talking about Higiyaz Ma'amvelei Nisu. He's the one who's not marrying her. Then he has to pay. If an oinus happens, he doesn't. Ubedinhu, you're right. It should have said he didn't marry her. But va'aydi the Tana Reisha, but did he, since the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Naisen lebesula shnei masar chedesh, we're talking about her, Tana Nami Sefer, but did he? So we also concluded the mission over there by talking about her. But you're right. At the only time he has to pay is when he's standing in the way. So we have two lashonis here in the Gemara. Do you have to pay if there's an inus? The first lashon in the Gemara says, "Aficha chala huo shachal sahi." You do have to pay. I'm sorry, you don't have to pay if there's an inus. If an inus happens and the time comes to get married, someone gets sick, he's sick, she's sick, Pearson either, you don't pay. Then the Gemara has a shayla about it. No, maybe you do pay. And Rav Akoi said, you do pay. Don't give me your inus. You do pay. And Rav Ashi went back and he said, no, if an inus happens, you don't pay. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Do you pay when the time comes? Is an inus good enough to get you out of paying or not? See, Achranim say, Machanan has it, Birka Shmuel also has it, many Achranim have, that these two, Lashinus and Gemara, are arguing about what is the nature of the obligation to pay Mizinus when the time comes. How come when the 12 months come, you got to pay? If the reason is because of a penalty, so an but your time comes, you didn't marry her, you were supposed to. We give you a monetary penalty to marry her. We want you to marry her. So we penalize you and that you have to pay mizainus. Which case, if an inus happens, an inus gets you out of a penalty, what do you expect from the guy? He got sick, she got sick, Pierce Anita, no penalty. But maybe no. Maybe, even when an inus happens, you do have to pay. Because maybe the obligation to pay mizainus, and this is what we have to explore next time, is really that they are somewhat, we treat them like they're married. Once 12 months comes, we treat you like you're married. Meaning, it doesn't depend upon you getting married, the obligation of mizainus. The obligation of mizainus is triggered the minute you propose. The minute the guy says, I am a kudeshu nitabazu 12 months ago, he sets in motion a certain course of events, whereby which he's going to have to support her 12 months from now. It's not a penalty. It's that the marriage kicks in a little bit. Once the time comes, we treat her like an Nesua, even if she's living in your house or not. Too bad. It's not a penalty where you could start giving excuses to get out of it. It's not a penalty. You set a whole course of events in motion, a process, whereby which you have to support her after 12 months. She's like an Nesua after 12 months. And the Achronim say this is meduyik in Rashi. Look over here. Rashi says Eichles Mishaloi. Maybe eight lines down. In Rashi, Rashi says the time comes Eichles Mishaloi. Why does she eat? She's not in his house yet. He didn't marry her yet. Why does she eat? So Rashi could have said it's a penalty because we want him to marry her. He doesn't say that. Rashi says Shahabal Chayv Mizonis Ishto Mitakanas Bezin. A husband is obligated to support his wife. That's when she's Nesua. She's not a Nesua yet. So Rashi might be telling us, it's a little bit of a stretch, but the Achronim will say it. And Rashi might be telling us that once the time comes, she's a little bit of Nesua already. A little bit of Nesua, even though he hasn't yet welcomed her into his home, she's a little bit of Nesua vis-a-vis the halacha that he has to support her. In which case, an einus, your excuses, is not going to get you out of it. Unless she wants to postpone. If she wants to postpone because she wants to have a nice meal, then you're not obligated to support her. But if it's because of him, or some einus happens, an einus isn't going to get you out of the fact that she's already a Nesua. So we'll have to understand, though, how could she be a Nesua, and what way is she a Nesua? That we'll talk about next time. Okay, sure.